Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone. Episode number 128 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. How is everyone doing? I got to tell you, I am doing better. I would still not say it's 100% with my throat, but it is much better than it was. Still got kind of a low voice going, and the back of my throat's still a little sore. It's been a long week as far as that scope goes for trying to open up my swallowing system, but I'm feeling better. So appreciate those of you who have reached out and asked and were concerned. All that fun stuff. So I want to give you a little update too on what's going on with us. So I am recording this on Saturday, November 12th, actually. And Natalie and I are leaving on the 14th for Costa Rica. And we're going for 10 days, and I'm really looking forward to it. I turn 50 next week, so we're going to go and celebrate that. And have a good time. We're going to stay about 5 days in kind of the rainforest jungle area. And we actually look out over a volcano. I love volcanoes, so I think it'll be cool. And we're going to go hike a volcano on the morning of my birthday. And then we're going to move down to a small beach town for the last 5 days. And I've never been to Costa Rica. I've also never talked to anyone who has been to Costa Rica who hasn't liked it. So we will see how this goes for us. But people seem to really like it. So I'm excited about it and think it'll be a good time, but I am pre-recording this week's episode as well as next week's episode because we don't fly back until the 24th. So we actually fly back in on Thanksgiving Day, and I like to have these come out Thursday mornings. And so I am pre-recording too so that you will have them when you're supposed to have them. So wish us luck, and I'll let you know all about the trip when we come back. If you have any suggestions or have any thoughts, please feel free to email me and let me know what those are, and I look forward to connecting with you that way as well. So that's what we're going to do here in the next couple weeks. So today, let's talk about you not and me not and us not shoulding on ourselves. I titled it Don't Shit on Yourselves because shoulding didn't kind of come off right on the title, but don't should on yourself. I heard this concept about 5 years ago, and I was working with a guy, and he actually said that to me. He goes, he goes, don't shit on yourself, man. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And when we use should statements, they're a common automatic thought pattern, right? And we've talked so many times on the podcast, we know, right, that our thoughts lead to our feelings, which dictates our results, right? And when we use should statements, we add a layer of judgment and frustration and discouragement and perfectionism all on ourselves, right? How we speak to ourselves, as I've said over and over, it matters, right? It really matters how we speak to ourselves. I did a whole podcast, right, on speaking to yourself positively. We're all going to talk to ourselves. So make sure what you say to yourself is beneficial. And it doesn't have to be rah-rah, and it doesn't have to be, oh, you know, I'm always the best and those kinds of things. But it also doesn't need to be those judgmental statements on where we think we should be, right? Should. Where what we think we should have done, should. What we think we should have accomplished, because we just beat ourselves up. And what happens is, without us even knowing it, subconsciously, those loops come. And they come. And they come. And until we begin to recognize that we're doing it to ourselves, it will just continue. And it will continue. And it will be day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And we'll put ourselves in these situations where we get so, so judgmental. Not only of others, but of ourselves. We get so frustrated at ourselves. We get so wound up tightly, right, at ourselves. We get so disappointed in ourselves that if we don't begin to release some of that, we don't get it out into the air, we don't talk to somebody, we don't begin to work through it, it can become extremely overwhelming, right? So how we speak to ourselves matter. It's not just semantics. Notice how these thoughts make you feel and what, and reframe them, right? Maybe the thought, I should be able to handle this better, would turn into, I have a lot on my plate right now, and I'm doing the best I can given my current circumstance. Maybe you're doing something that you've never done before. And your brain tells you should already be perfect at it. Your brain tells you should already know how to handle everything that comes along. And it's just not true. You know, I think of people who are, you know, fathers for the first time. You've got a newborn. And then all of a sudden, 3 or 4 weeks in, 5 weeks in, 3 months in, 4 months in, things aren't going as scripted. They're not going as planned. And you start to build all of this stuff up in your mind. And you get so, so, so worked up because you think you should be able to control the situation. And you can't control her. You can't control him, right? They're babies. You've got to learn. That's why people say the second one's like, oh, good luck with the second one. Because, you know, we did all this stuff on the first one. The second one will figure it out, right? Because we've been through it before. But when you've never been through it and you put all this pressure on yourself and you say, I should be able to handle all of the stuff that I've got going on when it has to do with work and a spouse and a newborn and expectations of others. You just got to give yourself a break and say, no, got a lot on my plate right now. I'm doing the best I can. And I'm going to keep moving forward one day at a time. And I'm going to continue, right, to do the best that I can. So let's talk about some of these should statements, right? For some of us, maybe it's, I should be thinner. Or I should be stronger. Or I should be more in shape. Creates an unreasonable amount of demands and pressure on us. How about this one? I should have known better. I should have known better. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have put myself in that situation. Right? I should have known better. It sets us up to experience guilt or shame. We have such a, you know, kind of a shame fest with ourselves when we start shooting on ourselves by things we think we could have done differently. And again, it's looking at those past mistakes, maybe past failures, past experiences, if you want to reframe that, and say, no, I was doing the best I can with the information that I was given at the time that I had it. That's what I was doing. And it's okay, right? It's okay. Here's one that a lot of people struggle with. It shouldn't be this way. It shouldn't be this way right now. I should be farther along in my career. Should be farther along in my marriage. I should be further along in my life. I should have more money, right? I should have a better house. It shouldn't be this way. It wasn't the way I scripted it. This isn't how I thought my life was going to go. It's not how I thought my marriage was going to go. Well, this is where we are. This is where you are currently. The only thing we can influence is the present. The only thing you can change, really, is your next thought. Right? And how do you want to show up with yourself when you think about that experience that you're currently having? Especially when that pops up in your head, it shouldn't be this way. Or I should be farther along. Or whatever that reel is that's playing in your head. Right? How about this one? What I sort of alluded to earlier. I should be able to handle it all. I should be able to handle everything. I should be able to handle anything that comes my way. Well, guess what? It causes us to dismiss the positives that are in our lives. It causes us to not become grateful. It causes us to feel overwhelmed. It causes us to feel like we're not good enough. It causes us to feel like, you know, we've been able to handle all these things before in our lives, but now we've got this one and we can't handle it, so we're not good enough. And you know, you shouldn't be able to handle it all. None of us are here to handle it all. We all need help. We all need to be able to ask for help. Whether that's coaching, whether that's a mentor, whether it's from a spouse, whether it's from a parent, whether it's from a great friend, whether it's from a therapist. No one is here on this earth to be able to handle everything. You hear that, guys? None of us. We're not here to handle everything. When you can begin to admit that to yourself, even if you don't admit to somebody else right away, when you can begin to admit it to yourself, life will get a touch lighter for you just in that moment. You know, and you kind of, you let that out. You take a moment. Maybe you figure out where you can get a little margin in your life. Because everything's stacking up, or it feels like it's stacking up on top of you, and your shoulders are so heavy because you've got the weight of the world on them. No, you shouldn't be able to do it all. Right? How about this one? She should have called me back. Or she should have called by now. Or, you know, if you got a great friend and you all have been friends and they haven't called in a while and you all haven't done anything, oh, he should reach out and call me. I always reach out and call him. Again, it increases judgmental thoughts about ourselves and about others. We start judging the relationship. We start judging them. She should have texted me back by now. And then that can even be in a marriage relationship, right? You've texted and you've waited and you've waited and you've waited. What's going on? Why didn't she text me back? And instead of going to, oh, I hope she's okay, hope everything's all right, we go to, I can't believe they haven't texted me back. Can you believe that? Should have called me back by now. I would have called them back. Hear how judgmental that is? Even me saying it sounds judgmental, right? And then we go to, am I not good enough for them to text me back? How dare they disrespect me? Right? On and on and on. All those should statements just bring up that judgmentalism in us. How about this one? I've said this one. I shouldn't care so much. If I didn't care so much, it wouldn't matter. If I didn't care so much, then this wouldn't mean so much to me, right? It wouldn't irk me in the way that it irks me. But it makes our inner dialogue so destructive when I think I shouldn't care so much. You should care at the level that you want to care, right? If you want to care a lot, care a lot. If you don't want to care a lot, then don't care a lot. You get to choose. But when we go through life thinking that we should or we shouldn't do something based on either our own expectations, our own past programming, our own manuals of how we think we should live and others should live, it makes us feel miserable. It makes us feel miserable. And so what I want you to do this week is I really want you to think about every time that should statement comes up, especially when it's one that we've kind of talked about here. You know, when you think, I should have known better. It shouldn't be this way. I should be able to handle it all. You know, I shouldn't care so much. I want you to notice those and notice the pressure that you're putting on yourselves. Notice the judgmentalism that you're putting on yourself. Notice how you're judging others. And begin to reframe those thoughts. And one of the things you can do, one of the techniques you can do and say is, you know why? No, it should be this way. You know why? Because it is. It is where I am right now. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Now what do I want to do to change it if I don't like it? Now what do I want to do to move forward and progress if I don't like it? Now what do I want to do to change this relationship, to change this career path, to change this job, to change my outlook on life, right? Because every day is precious. Every time you get to breathe in the moment, it's a precious present. And you get to choose how you want to handle that. I hope this gives some of you some relief this week, because some of you are so wound up right now. And going into this next season of life, or season of, you know, these months that we're coming up with Thanksgiving and then Christmas, that pressure can just continue to mount. Because again, oftentimes we put unrealistic expectations on what those seasons are supposed to be like, because we've put them up in our minds for years and years and years, and maybe we don't have that Christmas that we've always dreamed about. Maybe that's not where you are. Maybe that's not what your family dynamic is. But the more you should on yourself, and the more you should on the situation, the more miserable you're going to feel. I will guarantee you that. So start noticing that this week. Reframe those thoughts and give yourself the space to be able to just be, and to just be able to be you, and to love yourself regardless of where you are, regardless of what you've gone through, regardless of what you're going through. Love yourself right now, in this moment, and continue that pattern each and every day. Hope you guys have a great week. I'll see you back here next week, same time. Take care, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.